Exercise 5, page 99. Speaker 1.
Unlike some people, I don't need to go through holiday brochures or travel websites to find something special. You see, even though I haven't traveled much compared to other people I know, I have been lucky enough to discover my dream getaway. It was a 2-month trip around Europe by train, and it was really exciting. I'd just finished university, and it really opened my eyes to the world. Thanks to that trip, I had no concerns about going backpacking in North Africa the following year. If I had a choice, though, I'd definitely do something like that on a train again.
Speaker 2.
Choosing a holiday is always a difficult task. Nowadays, there seems to be so much choice and variety and some really adventurous options too. I know friends of mine who are terrible creatures of habit and go to the same resorts year in, year out. That sort of thing's not for me at all. Although since I've tried so many options, I am starting to run out of ideas. One thing, though, that really stands out is a safari. It's something I've never gotten round to trying, and I don't know why. I think this year I'll finally take the plunge and book a package in South Africa.
Speaker 3.
I watched a television program recently about holidays in Southeast Asia. It all looked very exciting, and I'm sure it would be the trip of a lifetime for some. But it doesn't really appeal to my wife and I. Perhaps we are stuck in our ways, but we know what we like, and we have our little holiday tradition. Naturally, at our age, we've been across the world. But these days, we go to Greece every year and visit the island of Crete. I wouldn't want to do anything else. Crete has it all. Wonderful beaches, historical sites, and excellent food. In fact, we've already booked our usual villa for next summer.
Speaker 4.
My cousin Angie is going on holiday to Argentina next year. Argentina. Imagine that. I've got to admit, I'm really jealous. Sure, my parents always take us on nice holidays and we have a good time. But our trips are always in places like France or Spain. I'm 16, and I've never left the continent. That's a real shame. I mean, we don't have to do anything wild, but a holiday somewhere further afield would be really cool. Dad likes Spain, so why can't we go to South America? They speak Spanish there too, so he'd still be able to practice with his holiday phrase books.
Speaker 5.
I was scrolling through travel websites last night and came across some amazing package holidays. Some were really unbelievable also, like mountaineering on K2 or white water rafting down rapids in the USA. Honestly, white water rafting? And, you know, people actually pay money to do those crazy things. Well, not me, thank you. Let other people have their extreme holidays. My idea of fun is something a little more conservative. A nice beach, lots of sun, and a beautiful hotel.